Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Prayer. My name's Dave. Shall we take a few moments to focus our attention on God's presence with us and to thank him for the gift of this new day? So our reading today is continuing in Ruth chapter 3. We'll be starting at verse 14. It's on page 269 in the Chapel Bibles. Ruth 3, verse 14. This is continuing where we left off yesterday with Boaz and Ruth in the threshing floor. So she lay at his feet until morning, but got up before anyone could be recognized. And he said, "No one must know that a woman came to the threshing floor." He also said, "Bring me the shawl you were wearing and hold it out." When she did so, he poured into it 6 measures of barley and placed the bundle on her. Then he went back to town. When Ruth came to her mother-in-law, Naomi asked, "How did it go, my daughter?" Then she told her everything Boaz had done for her and added, "He gave me these 6 measures of barley, saying, 'Don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed.'" Then Naomi said, "Wait, my daughter, until you find out what happens, for the man will not rest until the matter is settled today." These few verses today are the completion of the story of Boaz and Ruth at the threshing floor. My reflection today is not just based on these verses, but on where we're at with the whole story to date. There are aspects of this story of Ruth that probably are very foreign to us. Things like the vulnerability of Naomi and Ruth as widows and their need within their society, their absolute need to get married again. Putting those foreign things aside, for me, the strong thread that runs through this story is that of kindness. Ruth's kindness in staying put with Naomi. Boaz's kindness in keeping Ruth safe and providing extra grain for her to glean. Then yesterday we read of Ruth's kindness to Boaz. Boaz says, "This kindness is greater than you showed me earlier. You have not run after the younger men, whether rich or poor." Then Boaz's kindness to Ruth again, in offering to fulfill his duty as guardian redeemer to Ruth. And today in giving Ruth barley to take back to Naomi. Kindness is one of the fruits of the Spirit, but I think we often undervalue it, perhaps together with gentleness. Maybe we think of kindness in terms of being nice or other such platitudes. In worldly terms, we perhaps think of kindness as not being strong, but God's kingdom values are so often opposite to worldly values. In the Bible, kindness is often prefaced with loving, so becoming loving kindness. As followers of Jesus, anything to do with love should demand our full attention. I think I see kindness as the practical outworking of love. So shall we spend some time together reflecting on this and perhaps asking God to continue to grow the fruit of kindness in us and through us.